Hello,
Good.
Hello. How is everybody doing?
Doing well.
Excellent. So I know we have, we usually have a lot of people on the line, but it looks like we got three or four people on the line tonight because the debate's about to start.
You think the debate might have something to do with it?
I'm thinking.
It could be.
Oh, that's a shot in the dark. That's funny.
So I know everybody's wanting to watch it, so if you're brand new, congratulations and welcome to the family. We do this every other week, or actually the second and the fourth Monday of the month. And so I'm really, really excited that you're here. Thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate your business. So I'm just going to jump in and say whoever wants to start, jump right in and go first.
Okay, Bill has something to say.
Oh, you talk about passing the buck. Did that sound like Bill? No, we've been investors for a while. We're just trying to take our have more properties. We like the concept of you talked about of having mobile homes on deeded lots.
Good.
We're just looking to learn.
Great.
We kind of want to get rid of a total rental, and we do flips, but we want to move to Florida also and invest.
Uh-huh.
But we do not want to go back unless we need to into rentals, because no tenants, no trash, and whatever the other things you had. But
there you
I'm
go.
All about no tenants, no trash, you know.
There you go. Well, the good news is, you know, with seller financing, you can do that. And with the mobile homes, it's a great way to find newer properties. You don't have to worry about them being old properties and needing updated plumbing and wiring and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you totally convinced us with that, with the training. The training was excellent with that.
Good. Thank you
and
very much. I appreciate that.
I think we are very much on the same page.
Yeah. Good. That's good. Did
so
you guys
you?
Have a specific question?
Ruth does.
I'm still studying all your material, and but.
No, we don't have any specific questions at this time.
We're looking forward to coming up in October.
Good. I'm looking forward to seeing you. That'll be great.
Yeah, we've been looking at a lot of properties, and when you look at properties, what are you looking for?
When I'm looking at properties, what do I look for?
Yes.
Well, that's a very broad question. That's like saying, you know, how much does a car cost? It depends on what you're going to want to do with it. And you say you're coming up to the office in October, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So we're going to be going all over all that different stuff. You know,
okay.
What are you going to do if you wholesale, if you're fixing and flipping, if you got a rental, you know, if it's a filthy riches deal, you know, I'm going to show
you
all my criteria and everything that I do.
Great. Right now we're in the middle of a flip. You know, it's not sold yet, but it will.
Yeah.
We had to do a little more upgrade.
Uh-huh. Well, good for you. That's great. That's great.
Good for us. Thank you.
What were you planning on telling us tonight?
Good for us. Thank you.
What I probably should say is better you than me.
I need a gold star. Do I get one?
That was funny.
That's good.
I'm playing with you.
That's okay.
Just looking forward to learning from you in October.
That sounds great. We're looking forward to it, too. Does anybody else have a question that you want to throw out that you would like to ask?
Yes,
hey,
sorry.
Larry,
Hey, Larry, this is Patty in Asheville.
Hey.
Hey. So my question is when you're doing the owner finance, what do you look for as far as a credit score goes? I have a couple that, They're both disabled, and you know their credit score is about 540.
Uh huh. They're both disabled. They're on a fixed income.
Right.
What is their income?
I don't know what their income is. What they're doing, what they're paying right now in rent is about $700.
Okay, and what's their new payment going to be with you?
About $750.
Okay. Well, most of the RMLOs that I know, they want a minimum $2,500 a month income.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is or what the reason for that is, but I know some that specifically say you must have a minimum of $2,500 a month income.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm not really sure if that's something you should look at, but if you get an RMLO to look at it, they can tell you. You could probably even call them in advance before you send your buyer over there. But it's okay.
Okay
to have somebody on a fixed income as long as they have enough money left over to be able to qualify and make the payment and keep them in debt ratio. But as far as a credit score, I'm not as concerned about the credit score as I am about them being able to pay two things. Number one, do they pay the rent on time? And number two, do they pay their car payment if they have one?
Okay.
Because they need a place to stay, and they need a way to get to work.
Right.
And those are the two most important things. So did that help?
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
Well, and I have another question. So doing most of our investing down in South Carolina, and the thing that we're running into is there's a lot of Fannie Mae's, a lot of double wides on land that are Fannie Mae's. And what's happening is, you know, you'll get an offer accepted, you'll have a contract, and then they'll make you wait, and then they'll come back and say, oh, no, we don't have the title to the mobile. We can only sell you the land.
Well,
and so they're
so
gonna,
what you're saying is the title has to be surrendered,
right? Or they don't have, a record of the title or something like that.
Well, they had to have something to make them the loan in the first place, because they didn't make them a loan at that amount, just on a lot. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So what you should do is ask your attorney. Okay.
Okay.
Because what we do is whenever we, and it's not unusual. In fact, I got one I'm doing right now. It was a house listed for $49,900. It dropped to, I think, $39,900 and then $29,900, and we picked it up for $15,000. But there's no title, so I have to get the title surrendered, or I have and it's just a form that the attorney will fill out. They'll submit it. It takes about 30 days or so. But ask your attorney about that specifically to make sure, because I wouldn't want to tell you something that maybe something's different about your property or something. So
right.
I would ask your closing attorney about that. But typically all we do is just tell the attorney we want you to go ahead and surrender the title.
Okay. Because I know we're working on one that the buyer, you know, the seller lives in the house, and we're getting the title surrendered on that one. I guess my question is on foreclosures. Is that pretty risky to buy it without the title, without them being able to transfer the title to you?
Before you close, just make sure you talk to your attorney. And if your attorney says they can get it for you, then you could go ahead and close.
Okay, great. Because I would imagine you can get some pretty awesome deals that way, because a lot of other investors are shying away from it.
Right, and that's true.
Okay,
that
great, thanks.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hope that helped.
Yeah, definitely.
Good. Who else has a question?
Yes, this is Charlie, San Antonio.
Hey, Charlie.
How are you doing? I have a question. I recently listened to your Coach Club CD about RMLOs and Dodd-Frank and how you can avoid that by doing lease option.
Sure.
For 18 to 24 months. Wouldn't at the end of the time when they buy the house, wouldn't they still have to use Dodd-Frank to get a loan or get the seller financing qualifications?
Well, the whole purpose of that would be because basically you can only do three in a 12-month period of time without having to get an RMLO and go through the whole Dodd-Frank process. But there's legislation that has already been introduced into Congress back in May that will allow up to 24 in a year. So the whole, and I'm pretty sure I mentioned this on the CD, is the whole idea here is to be able to do a short-term lease option, and then within the 24 months, you can, as long as they stick and they pay on time, you can then sell it to them with seller financing and not have to worry about Dodd-Frank or RMLOs, but if and when this amendment passes. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, I see. So you're just trying to get a time extension when the first year gets extended to 24.
Well, it's just a way to be able to do a deal now without having to go through an RMLO. And if they're going to fail, typically they're going to fail in the first 12 to 24 months anyway. So it would make it easier to get the property back anyway.
Okay, thanks a lot. That explains it.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. I hope that helped. Does anyone else have a question?
Hey, Larry, this is Forrest McGee in Richmond. How are you?
What's going on, buddy?
Not much. How have you been?
Good.
So I was talking with Nathan the other day about, you know, we have an abundance of unqualified people that want to buy a home. And so I was asking, you know, what could we possibly do with those leads? And he made the suggestion that maybe we try to, you know, steer them towards a credit counseling service and do a referral fee. My question is that something that a strategy you employ, and do you know of any credit, you know, building companies that you recommend for that?
It is something that we have actually talked about doing. We haven't done it yet, but we have literally thousands of leads that have come in of people who want to buy a house. And like you, we do nothing with them right now, although we do have them still in our database. But we've talked about sending them to a credit repair, but we've just never done it. And you have to be very, very careful. If you find one, make sure you do a little bit of research on them, get some reviews on them and all that good stuff, because there's good ones and there's bad ones out there.
Okay.
Yeah, but we've thought about doing the same thing, so you're on the right track, I believe.
Okay. All right. Okay, so it's something to keep in the back of your mind, but maybe not set it up tomorrow. Or takes your time and do the research. I get it.
Yeah, okay. Just do some research and make sure you got a good one.
Okay.
Exactly. Good. I hope that helped.
Yep.
How's Dave doing?
He's fine. He was at the Love Shack all last week. So
oh, good.
He's detoxing from that.
Good. Tell him I
he's
said hi.
He's supposed to be here. Oh, well, he's supposed to be on tonight, maybe. Something happened.
He's watching the debate.
Oh, yeah, that's what he's doing. He's rooting for the underdog, too.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they make machines you can tape it.
I'm sorry?
That's why they make machines you can tape it.
Yeah, there you go. That's good.
All I have to do is
fast
plug
forward
in the
all the commercial stuff, too.
Exactly.
All you have to do is plug in the drugs tomorrow. It'll tell you everything you need to know.
That's it. So anybody else have a question?
I've followed your strategy for, you know, trying to contact real estate agents in the area for, you know, having them bring some people by. And I've found that real estate agents, you know, some of them are okay, but, you know, a majority of them just really aren't happy to be dealing with people that aren't real estate agents. Is there any verbiage or, you know, particular strategies that you recommend? I offer, you know, 3%. I use what you said. I said, you know, people ask, well, what are you paying? You know, like really rude. And I say, well, I'm paying 3% or $1,000, whichever is greater. I said, that works for you, doesn't it? Oh, yeah, that's fine. I'm like, okay. Well, you know, you have anybody interested? Oh, I don't work with non-agents. And there were several of the people answered. So my question is, are there any other strategies that you employ to get them to be a little bit more workable?
Yeah, in other words, to refer you buyers for your seller finance deals?
Well, I mean, not even so much that, to be a little bit more responsive. I mean, you know, like, or just a little bit more responsive to, you know, what we're trying to do, you know. So, I mean, I talk in, you know, their language, and we're not, you know, talking like a five-year-old trying to sell a, you know, tool shed or a treehouse or something.
Well, maybe I'm confused. Are you talking to a realtor trying to buy a house, or are you talking
to
a realtor about trying to give you a buyer?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, if you're talking to a realtor trying to give you a buyer, then, you know, if you, I mean, you're not going to specifically just start calling up realtors unless you're going to call realtors that have the same kind of properties listed that you're trying to sell. However, every time you're on the phone with the realtor to buy a property or to make an offer on a property, that's when you're going to be talking to them and saying, hey, do you ever get any buyers that call about a house like this and you know they can't go get a mortgage, but they might have a few thousand dollars to put down? Well, hey, send them my way. I'll pay you a commission. Turn your dead leads into a sale. And another way to do that is to just simply do direct mail to everybody, every realtor in that county or in that MLS, and you can buy a realtor's list. But you could probably even look them up online, and also go to the real estate commission for your state and find them, and then separate them by county or city. But put together a postcard that says, attention agents, make money on your dead buyer leads. And then, you know, just send out a postcard to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and especially if you already have a property, put a picture and description of that property on there. And, you know, here's a property, 69.9, I'm looking for $5,000 down. You send me a buyer, I will pay you a real estate commission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that might be worth a try.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
that way you're going to have them calling you.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, good.
It's this big machine
going.
I get it.
Good.
Okay, thank
you. Oh, sure. Anybody else have a question? Anybody else have a question? I kind of figured it might be a short call tonight.
I did too.
I don't know. I think it's been very helpful.
Well, good. That's good. Well, you guys know that you can always reach out to me by email or phone or whatever in between these calls. Just shoot me an email to larry@larrygoins.com. Be sure and put Inner Circle in the subject line. And also, you can call the office, 803-831-0056. Just press 0, ask for me, tell them you are an Inner Circle student. And if I'm in the office, they'll put me on the phone. So, guys, I really, really appreciate your business. And I appreciate you guys being on here tonight. I was actually surprised there was anybody on here tonight.
yeah, I understand.
I really was. I figured I'd get on here and I would be all by myself for a while.
Well, we actually looked on the email to see if you may have canceled it.
Yeah, I hear you. You know, I thought about it, but I figured, hey, I'd go ahead and do it and stay on schedule. But
that's what I told.
I think you're right with that. Yep. You're a smart man. That's why I'm looking forward to learning from you.
There you go. Well, I really do appreciate you guys. I appreciate your business. And we're here for you. And let us know if we can help you with anything. And thank you guys so much for being on tonight, even though it is debate night.
All thank right. you, Larry.
Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a good night.
You
too.
You too.
Bye-bye.